Prayers of the beholder. Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the epistle of teacher Paul to the Romans. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. What advantage then has the Jew, or what is the profit of circumcision? Much in every way, chiefly because of them, were committed the oracles of God. For what if some did not believe? Will their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect? Certainly not. Indeed, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that you may be justified in your words and may overcome when you are judged. But if our unrighteousness demonstrates the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unjust who inflicts wrath? Certainly not. For then how will God judge the world? For if the truth of God has increased through my lie to his glory, why am I also still judged as a sinner? And why not say, let us do evil that good may come? As we are slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, their condemnation is just. What then? Are we better than they? Not at all. For we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands, there is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside, they have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. Their throat is an open tomb, with their tongues they have practiced deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith of Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Where is boasting then? Is it excluded? By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Or is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also the God of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also, since there is one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? Certainly not. On the contrary, we establish the law. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic epistle from the first epistle of our teacher, St. John, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness, and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you that your joy may be full. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if you walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins. and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and its lust, but who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Acts for our fathers, the pure apostles, who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their holy blessings be with us. Amen. Now when he was 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended and avenged him who was oppressed and struck down the Egyptian. For he supposed that his brethren would have understood that God would deliver them by his hand, but they did not understand. And the next day he appeared to two of them as they were fighting, and tried to reconcile them, saying, Men, you are brethren, why do you wrong one another? But he who did his neighbor wrong pushed him away, saying, Who made you a ruler and a judge over us? Do you want to kill me, as you did the Egyptian yesterday? Then at the saying, Moses fled and became a dweller in the land of Midian, where he had two sons. And when 40 years had passed, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire in a bush in the wilderness of Mount Sinai. When Moses saw it, he marveled at the sight, and as he drew near to observe, the voice of the Lord came to him, saying, I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses trembled and dared not look. Then the Lord said to him, Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their groaning and have come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send you to Egypt. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Today is the 29th day of the blessed month of Abib. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility on our sins. And iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the church celebrates the commemoration of the three major feasts of the Lord, the Annunciation, the Nativity, and the resurrection of our Lord. Actually, the Annunciation happened on the 29th of Ramadhan, and also in the 29th of Ramadhan, our Lord Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead. And on the 29th of Kiyak is the Nativity. That's why the church so that it is not enough for us to celebrate these major feasts once a year. So they put a monthly commemoration of these three feasts on the 29th of every month. And although today is the fifth Sunday, but when you follow the readings, you will not find them the readings of Sunday, but the readings of the 29th of Brahmat, which is the Annunciation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, you notice the joyous melody and tunes, and also all the chants are concentrating on these three feasts. The rite of the liturgy is prayed in the joyful tune, no strict abstinence or prostrations. The blessing of our God Savior be with us all. Amen. On this day also, the year 357 on the Domini was the relocation of the relics of St. Andrew the Apostle to Constantinople by the order of Emperor Constantine. He built a beautiful church after his name, which was consecrated on this day and placed in the pure body in it. The blessing of the prayers of St. Andrew be with us. Amen. On this day also, St. Varshinophius, or Varshinophius, was martyred. He was a learned, righteous, and pious man. When he was chosen to be a bishop, he fled away, and it happened that he spent the night at the home of two sisters and their mother. An angel of the Lord appeared to him during the night and commanded him to go to the governor and confess the Lord Christ before him. The next morning, he told the two sisters and their mother about the vision. They all agreed to go together to the governor. When the governor started to to read to them the edict of the emperor which dictated the worship of the idols, and Barshanov youth jumped and took the emperor's edict and tore it into pieces. The governor was enraged and ordered to throw him in a fiery furnace. He delivered his pure soul and received the crown of martyrdom. The blessing of his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Many of the righteous men have desired to see what you see, and have not seen them, and to hear what you hear, and have not heard them. But as for eyes for thee see, and your ear for thee hear, may we be bold to hear, to act according to the holy gospels, so the prayer of you, our saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our Master have bidden us to remember in supplication a prayer which offer up unto you, O Lord our God. Those have already fallen and asleep, repose them. Who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Alleluia. Shiri noti aver shisarex fenti parzenos asmas fengeti parzenos chembes le ementeti ose afton fevol chelni etzmo.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke the Evangelist. May his blessing be with us. Amen. From the Psalms of our teacher David the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Listen, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your own people also and your father's house. So the king will greatly desire your beauty because he is your Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, O full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.